July 22, an open door. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Job 23:10. Frequently, the very best evidence that we can have that we are in the right way is that the least advance costs us effort and that darkness shrouds our pathway. It has been my experience that the loftiest heights of faith we can only reach through darkness and clouds. It is not safe for us to cherish doubts and fears, for these grow by looking upon and talking them. I feel to reach up my hand and grasp the hand of Christ, as did the sinking disciple on the stormy sea. I want to do my work with fidelity, that when I shall stand before the great white throne and am called to answer for the things done in the body, which are all written in the book, that I may see souls standing there to testify, I warned them. I entreated them to behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Oh, will there be souls then saved through my instrumentality? Through Christ I would set before the people an open door. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. Revelation 3:8. The city of God, with all its attractions, is saying, come. If we can, by a holy life, by entreaties, by prayers, by warnings, point the sinner to the way of escape, and fasten their attention to the heavenly gates open to receive them, if by faith they can see that the entrance into life is an open door, everything is gained. The earthly attractions will fade away, the heavenly will win and charm the soul. The hindrances that hold us back from perfecting Christian characters are in ourselves. Jesus can remove them. The cross he requires us to bear will create strength in us more than it consumes and remove our heaviest burdens to take the burden of Christ, which is light. Conflicts and trials we must meet in the discharge of duty. Christ has called us to glory and to virtue. The life he has through his own suffering and death prepared for us to lead would never have cost us a pain or grief if we had never left it. Every self-denial and every sacrifice we make in following Christ are so many steps of the lost sheep returning to the fold. Letter 7, July 22, 1877, to Edson and Emma White.